In many communities, mindfulness has become synonymous with the only practice. But in the Noble Eightfold Path, mindfulness is number 7. In the 5 powers and faculties, yeah, the 5 powers and the 5 faculties, it is number 3. Under the 5 powers, 五根五力, yeah, 心静念定慧. Nian is number 3. You have faith, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and then wisdom. Yeah, so it's number 3. Yeah, it is not a standalone practice. You cannot just practice mindfulness by yourself. I mean, you can. Yeah, in many modern setting, sometimes companies invite speakers to go and teach mindfulness alone, standalone. Just practice mindfulness alone. That alone will not lead to enlightenment. It can lead you to become very focused. Yeah, because it helps you to accentuate your attention and direct, learn how to direct your attention. But why does it not lead to enlightenment? It is because the Buddha intended this practice to be part of the Noble Eightfold Path. With the right view as a starting point, when we apply mindfulness in this way, then there are 4 areas for us to direct our attention. What are the 4 areas? They are namely sen, shou, xing, fa. Sen, shou, xing, fa, these 4. Yeah. This is what we call satipatthana. Sati is mindfulness. Patthana is the 4 areas or 4 foundations. So, satipatthana, there are 4 areas. First, sen, body. Second, feelings, shou. Third, seeing, the mind, fa. Fa needs a bit of explanation. The term fa is not about Buddha Dharma. It is about all things, yeah, all phenomena. But all phenomena in what sense? All phenomena as captured in our mind. Yeah. So this 4 foundation is very inward looking. Yeah, inward looking. That's why in modern translations they call it nei guan. Yeah, where you observe inwardly instead of outwardly. But if you look at the way the Buddha taught, this inwardness ultimately leads to the quietening of the mind. Yeah. It causes the mind to become more and more withdrawn from the senses. By paying attention to the body, the feelings that arise within the body and the mind, the state of the mind, to be mindful of it, to be aware of what's going on. And then also what is in the mind, the mental objects, yeah, the Dhamma in other words. Why is this important? Today I'm just going through the reasonings and a bit of the technique. Why is this important? Early on when I shared during the meditation session, I shared about how we all sit for different reasons. Yeah. So in this case, when we do this form of meditation, it is to help us withdraw from our usual habits. What is our usual habits? Our usual habits is to look outwards. To look outwards in terms of the eye, ears, nose, tongue, body and the mind. To look at all the variety of things outside. Is it wrong to look at things outside? Nothing wrong. But if we only look at things outside, such that we consider only all these things are important, then our worldview may be a bit lopsided. Then we lose touch with who we are. What is going on in our very existence? So, by applying the mind inwardly to observe the body as it is, what is happening to the body? What is the body really? The Buddha, in other words, is laying the foundation, number one, for the mind to become less distracted with the outer appearances that keep on changing. But, on the other hand, inwardly, so that we can relate more correctly, more realistically, with our own body, with our own feelings that arise, with the way the mind is. And in this way, lead to calming of the mind and later on, insight. Yeah. In other words, first leading to concentration, then to wisdom.